Well, good morning. My name is Jinlin Li, and I'm a PhD candidate from Virginia Tech. Well, we all realized the application of organic residuals can help sequester carbon, but the long-term carbon stability of these organic residuals is still not well known. So we may have two hypotheses here. First, those organic residuals, they may not stay in the soil over quite a long time, and thus they may have a very little long-term carbon sequestration. And the second, some of the organic residuals, they may be more resistant, more recalcitrant, and that they may be not, they may be less decomposed than the others over a long time. So in order to justify our two hypotheses, our objectives here are to quantify soil carbon stocks over years following the application of those organic residuals, and to assess soil carbon quality of these long-term sequestered carbon sources. So in 2011, we set up a series of studies across Virginia to investigate the soil carbon remaining in the soils over a long time with the application of those organic residuals. So this is the field site one. It is located on the Appalachian Mountains region. It's a coal mine reclamation site. And there are four treatments here: control, topsoil, sawdust, and the biosolids. And those treatments were applied once in 1982. Then the second field site was located on the around the Blue Ridge Mountain here with the Piedmont soil. Also four treatments here: control, yard waste compost, biosolids compost, and the poultry litter. They were applied once in 2004. Then the last field site is located on the coast plain of Virginia. The treatments are control and the four rates of biosolids based on 1, 3, 5, 7x agronomic nitrogen rate. And there are two additional treatments, including the biosolids 3x rate with added sawdust to adjust the CN ratio to 20 to 1, as well as another biosolids 7x rate with the added sawdust. So there are totally seven treatments were applied once in 1996. So then we sampled all the soils to the depth of 60 centimeters using this soil Giddings machines. Then we sectioned them into different lengths. So after we collect the soil samples, calculate the bulk density, then we use a dry combustion method to analyze the organic carbon percent. So finally, we'll calculate the carbon stocks here. So this figure shows the result from field set one. The surface soil 0 to 5 centimeters, and there are no significant difference between the treatments. So that means after 29 years, there are not quite carbon sequestration among those organic residuals. Then this is the result from field site 2. So first, let's look at the surface soil. It's 0 to 7.0 centimeters. We can see that all these three organic residuals maintain the higher carbon stocks than the control. As we went deeper to the 7.5 to 15 centimeters, the yard waste compost and the biosolids compost maintain the higher carbon than the control, but the poultry litter is a little bit lower. But when we went deeper to the 15 to 30 centimeters, there are not significant difference from those treatments. So after 7 years, those carbon from these organic residuals can move downward to a depth less than 30 centimeters. So then this is the result from field set 3. On the surface soil, 0 to 7.5 centimeters, we can see that these biosolids, they increase carbon sequestration with increasing application rates, especially these two additional treatments, biosolids with added sawdust. They have no differences with the corresponding biosolids alone treatments here and this one. But when we went to the 7.5 to 15 centimeters, still biosolids can increase carbon sequestration here, but the bath salts with added sawdust were higher than the bath salts alone treatments here. And the same situation happened to the 15 to 30 centimeters. So after 15 years, those organic residuals can make a significant carbon sequestration at a depth of 0 to 30 centimeters. So after we're done with the soil carbon stocks, we would like to assess the soil carbon quality. Here, I'll just take the field set 1 as this example. Let's recall that there are 4 treatments were applied in 1982, control, topsoil, sawdust, and biosolids. Then we conduct the density flotation procedure, which is a physical extraction method to extract the organic carbon or organic matter from the soil. Then we got free life fraction, particulate organic matter fraction, and mineral fraction. So we're going to use the LF and the POM fraction for the soil carbon quality analysis, because they have a higher carbon percent. So then we use the solid-state DPMAS carbon-13 NMR to analyze the carbon qualities in those soil. So then we got the NMR spectra of those functional groups in the soil carbon. The left side is the LF fraction, and this one is the POM fraction. From upside to the bottom is the 4 different treatments here. So in each set of the peaks, from right to left, we made them into 4 major regions based on different chemical shift. The first one is the alkyl, which is the sp3 hybridized carbon. It's like a CH3 or CH2. And then the second one is the O-alkyl. It's an OCH3. So most of them are carbohydrates, which is sugar. Then this region is aromatic, and the last one is carbonyl. So you may pay attention to the arrows here. You can see that the LF and the POM are quite different in those NMR spectras. LF contained higher sugar, carbohydrates, and lower aromatics here. Well, that's because LF fraction are a relatively young carbon pool, and with most of them are plant tissues, so the sugar content is higher than the POM. And the POM is a heavier organic carbon, so maybe the aromatics is higher here. And then we will do the integration, which is the area of one peak divided by the area of the 4. The area of the 4 peaks, so that we can get the relative amounts of those functional groups in the soil carbon. We can see that the LF fraction here, those functional groups are distributed uniformly here. But for the POM, there is we see the aromatics in sawdust is higher than the others, because the lignin contain a lot of because the sawdust contain a lot of lignin, and lignin is a cross-linked aromatic ring. So that's why this portion of functional group is higher than in the sawdust. Then please pay attention to this O-LQ and LQ ratios here. And then we can get this figure. The vertical is the CN ratio, and the horizontal is the percent of LQ divided by percent of O-LQ ratio. A lot of studies have shown that the higher this ratio, it means the higher degree of carbon decomposition. So we'll use this conclusion, and we found that for the LF fractions, they are not so much different. But then for the POM fraction, we can see that the control treatment has the highest ratio here, so that means the carbon is the most decomposed here, followed by biosolids. The last one is the sawdust. Sawdust has the lowest ratio here, so that means sawdust is less decomposed than the others. So remember that after 29 years on the surface soils, although the total carbon stocks are not significant here, but still the sawdust treatment is less decomposed than the others. So finally, we may come to two very quick conclusions here. First, we did see the organic residuals. They have a very significant long-term carbon sequestration. And also, the sawdust treatment, it's less decomposed than all the other organic residuals. Well, so far, that's, our study is still going. And we may find more conclusions and more results in the future. Well, thank you very much. Well, we just move from the surface soil to the deeper, so that we start begin with the 0 to 7.5, then we move further to 7.5 to 15. So at this stage, we just analyzed 15 to 30 centimeters. So in the future, we may analyze the rest, like 30 to 45 centimeters and 45 to 60 centimeters. Yeah, we will do all the analysis, I mean, in the future. Well, so like I said, this LQ is a sp3 hybridized carbon. It's a CH3 or CH2, and then this OLQ, that means oxygen CH3. Most of this is sugar. So I mean, during decomposition, you will have the sugar will decompose into the short chains to those LQ. So this this ratio will become higher during decomposition.
So they are the components of the total carbon, right?
Yeah.
So how much percentage of the LQ or
LQ? Yeah, from this figure you will see that for LQ or OLQ they're around 20% in the total organic carbon.
All right, thank you.